Jai Sri Ram. Now you are getting into the mood. Spirit is going higher. Ram is entering you. Entering your hearts. Yes? His mother is wondering. Come on in. Okay. You are having good time? Anyone suffering? Lord Ram is. He never suffers. This is his Leela. That is his pastime. Ram has lost peace of his mind. Ram has lost his Sita. They could never be separated. He is Shaktiman and she is Shakti. Shakti and Shaktiman, they are always together. But here, some attempt has been made to separate them. And someone else who has no right over that Shakti, Alhadani Shakti, the pleasure potency of Sri Ram, someone else is trying to, at least trying, thinking, to enjoy her, exploit her. Anyone who attempts this, he meets his death, the death penalty. It's one of the lessons to be learned. Lord's energy in Lord's service, that's natural. Wealth is also Lakshmi. Lakshmi also, in service of Narayan. Sita is Lakshmi. Ravan-like personality, they try to separate them too. And Hanuman-like personalities unite two of them. Those who put Lakshmi and Narayan together, they are like Hanuman. They are devotees. Those who try to separate, come in the middle, intervene, and try to exploit. They are the Ravanas. And there are only two kinds of Deva Asura Evacha. The devatas, the devotees, and the demons. Lord is not impersonal. Sita is lost. No, it doesn't make any difference to him. It's not like that. This is what he's showing. He's very personal. He has feelings, he has emotions, he cares. So Sri Ram and Sita, they have Shringar, Ras, Shringar, Bhav, Madhurya, Leela, not of the kind of Radha and Krishna, not at that height, that level, because he has assumed the position of Maryada, Purushottam, and Krishna is Purna Purushottam, but the quality is the same of that Madhurya Ras, conjugal, loving dealings. Or the quantity may be different. So to understand this Leela, this Sita has been separated from Ram, and see what is going on with Ram. Yesterday someone was even wondering, is that how exactly transpired, or it is just the Valmiki's imagination or exaggeration? Well, if Valmiki also was that type, then Ramayana would not have lasted for 900,000 years if it was just fictitious or mundane or exaggeration or imagination or speculation of Valmiki. No, he is not that kind of cheater. poet, free from those four defects. Now, the third is, you should be free from those defects. No committing mistake, not in illusion, no imperfect senses, and no cheating propensity. So he is free from these four defects. So his presentation of Ramayana is perfect. And Lord's Leela, as has been presented in Ramayana, is also perfect. If we don't understand, well, that's our misfortune. Certainly, well, one should not doubt or question. Well, again, having questions could be a sign of intelligence. But one should also quickly deal with it, with proper inquiry. Pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinah. Because doubts are like our enemies. They haunt us. Samshayatma vinashyati. Samshay could cause vinash, destruction. Shraddha vallabhati jnanam. On the contrary, if you have shraddha, faith, you achieve the jnana, the right information, knowledge. Oh, well. And we also, it's our duty to understand the pastimes of Sri Krishna or Ram, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tattvataha. We made that statement the very first day. Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vetti tattvataha. Tattva has to be understood. Anyway, we had been kind of dealing with leelas and throwing some light, maybe, how to understand this or that, some tattva, some siddhant, some. We had not been doing much of that. But this particular episode, which is the main theme of this Ramayana, Ram, Sita's kidnapping of Sita, and then Ram searching, looking, and many khandas, divisions, a major portion of Ramayana has been devoted for that purpose. Towards the end, he's losing, and then you go through whole Ramayana, and then Aranyakarn and Kishkindhakarn and Sundarkarn, and then also Yudhakarn, and towards that, end of that, on Dashahara day, Dashahara, he lost his 10 das heads. That day Ravan lost his 10 heads. They were snatched. Hara, taken away that day. And it was Ram Vijay Dasmi day. It is so exact. Can you mention which day, which event, not only which day he appeared, but so many other events. Is a dated material, this event happened. And Ram was so many years old, and in this season, and that day, and night time or early morning hours. It's very, very accurate, and it was compiled during Ram's time. Ram was still on the planet. In fact, he just completed his 14-year exile, and he has 11,000-year rule ahead of him. At that juncture, Ramayana was compiled. So the stories, the pastimes were quite fresh, And to this day, of course, they have been kept alive and ever fresh by devotees, by reciting and preserving and relishing and propagating and sharing them. To this day, that Ramayana has been kept very much intact. Also through this language, it's kind of eternal language called Sanskrit. Same language, same words, 900,000 years. The words, every syllable is as it is. While other languages are just babies, just have taken birth and they are growing, evolving, and ever-changing also. And of course, this Sanskrit being the mother language. But these babies are infant stage. They are growing. Or Marathi, I'm saying, same thing applies to other languages. Marathi that was compiled some 700 years ago by Gyaneshwar and then 350 years ago by Tukaram. We have hard time. It's Marathi very much. It's a different Marathi. I'm sure Gujarati and Punjabi and English language is ever changing. You look at some old texts and you will have hard time reading. And our BBT publishers are in fact, in great anxiety that Prabhupada's books in English, how to preserve them, preserve, of course, the philosophy as it is, because language is going to be changed. In a few hundred down the road, English is going to be much different from what it is now. So there was a whole discussion about this in our governing body commission's meeting in Mayapur a couple of years ago. They were worried what to do is one of the issues concerned. So all the languages are changing, but here is a language, the Sanskrit word hasn't changed. Letter is intact as it is for 900,000 years. So, so the subject matter of Rama and Sita and their separation and what Rama is going through to some of us may sound like a mundane thing. However, we should check ourselves. There's no tinge of trace of matter. Nothing material, everything spiritual about the dealings are all pure. Hence, as we read them, we hear them, we are purified. If these dealings were mundane, ordinary, and this Ram's cry is ordinary kind, then we would be also doomed by hearing this. We may also not gain much. So we should just keep this in mind that this is Lord's Leela, his Shringar Ras, his heart, his feelings for Sita. That's him. We also heard when Jatayu, which human being would undertake a cremation of all the rites were performed of this bird Jatayu, and the loss of that bird was overwhelming, and he suffered even more than the suffering due to the loss of Sita. So his feeling is not only for Sita but also for Jatayu and also for me and you. That's Supreme Personality of Godhead. When his feelings, they cannot be made. Oh, when he or she becomes a husband of somebody, then and he's, it's unlimited. and it may be beyond our comprehension, but we should not doubt or misunderstand these past times. In some ways, he's also kind of reminding that this kind of trouble dealing with Mataji, dealing with women, you could get in trouble. And as Prabhupada was questioned by a reporter in Hyderabad, and Prabhupada said, even when Lord becomes husband, Ram became husband of Sita, even he was no exception. Even he got into trouble. And in a way, he is also reminding, aren't you going through all this also? If you say this is not nice, why you should be crying and why are you in trouble? But this is your daily affair. You are going through all this. So wake up and do something. The woman should be protected. If woman is left unprotected, trouble is around the corner. It's another lesson to be learned. That is why in our Vedic culture, the daughter is protected before marriage by the parents. Once married, the husband takes charge and husband is protecting. And if husband later on goes for vanaprastha or sannyas, the elderly sons would then take charge of their mother. So in three phases, kaumaram, yavvanam, jara, there is someone to protect Mataji or woman. As soon as they are left unprotected, there is some vulture, there is some rakshas, some Ravan. It doesn't have to be that Ramayan Ravan's size, but Ravan for sure. Ravan is that person, by definition, who makes others cry. He becomes the cause of others' distress and tears. That person is Ravan. So in good old days, there is to be one Ravan or one Kumbhakarna or one Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha. The numbers used to be smaller, giant size. Small numbers. Now the size is gone smaller, but numbers have increased. The Hiranyakashipu and Ravans are everywhere. And because this is not a Vedic culture, because this is not Ram Raj, or it is unofficially Ravan Raj, then no one is protected, especially woman is not protected. Well, very easily Ram could have found out another. He was very beautiful, young, and all his qualities. You say the quality, and that was in Ram. He had that quality. So there was no need for him to run after that Sita, or after searching for some time. He could have turned to someone else and proposed. Or maybe called their Shurpanakha. She was already proposing. Hey, where is the phone number? Give me phone. He wasn't that type. And the civilized society also shouldn't be that type. So he's endeavoring to meet with her, catch up with her, protect her, get her back. So many things to be learned from Ramayana, from Ram's pastimes. But we should make sure we do not misunderstand Lord's pastimes or not doubt them. As we become more pure, we'll understand. We could wait till our time comes for the understanding. On the day one, Don't expect. We shouldn't expect to understand Ram as he is, or Ramayana as it is. As one evolves in his consciousness and is purified in his dealings or in his speech, purified mind by also chanting Raghupati Raghava Raja Ramati Dapavana Sita Ram Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. Or our, the best thing is the mantra for this age of Kali for deliverance by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. But one should chant before reading Ramayana, chant Hare Krishna. And chant again Hare Krishna after reading, before reading, in the middle of reading. This will help to understand Ramayana or understand other Shastras also. Or, if you have really understood Ramayana or Bhagavatam, you should be chanting. The reason you are not chanting is because you have not heard enough Ramayana. The perfection of hearing about Ram, this Ramayana, perfection is in chanting. Your name will begin uttering the names. Your tongue will begin uttering the names of Ram. This is a result of your studying. You have understood Ram now. Your tongue is wanting to chant. And as we chant, we'll understand Ramayana more. And as I understand Ramayana more, we'll chant more. And like that. Go back and forth. Ramayana is Ram and his name is also Ram. Non-different. Ram's name is Ram. The Ram's pastimes, Ram Leela, Ramayana is Ram. Ram's prasad is Ram. Non-different. His dham, Ayodhya dham cannot be separated from Ram. Well, like this. Jai Hanuman. So on the banks of Pampa Sarovar, the meeting, the great meeting took place between Ram Lakshman and Hanuman. And again, Hanuman is one of the most misunderstood personality. It's not easy. Or the way he's presented. So Ram is Bhagavan. Lakshman is also Bhagavan. Shatrughna is also Bhagavan. Bharat is also Bhagavan. I'm not kidding. I'm not. All the four personalities are Vishnu Tattva. So normally we take, okay, Ram is Bhagavan. Maybe some others may think, okay, Lakshman also, let's throw him in also that Bhagavan list. But very rarely they think Bharat also of being Vishnu Tattva and Shatrughna. And this is not our concoction. This is understanding from Bhagavatam and from Ramayana. So those who are Bhagavan, they are not understood as Bhagavan, but one who is not Bhagavan, that is Hanuman, he is promoted to the status of Bhagavan. So Hanuman is Ram Bhakta Hanuman. He is Ramdas. Who is Ramdas? Hanuman. Not just that Ramdas Swami of Maharashtra. Ramdas Swami. Ramdas is Hanuman. There are 9 processes of devotional service. One of them is Dasyam, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnaho Smaranam, Padasevanam, Arjanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, So for each of these devotional service, Navavidha Bhakti, one devotee is remembered, big name from that bhakti. So when we talk of Dasya Bhav, Dasya Bhakti, then the first person remembered is Hanuman. Because of his powerful, he has mystics, he is mystical, he has siddhis. As soon as there's some chamatkar, then people do some namaskar. Chamatkar, namaskar. I can't do this. Just producing some ashes, sai. Then we, must be Bhagavan. So it's not just Hanuman is considered Bhagavan, and kind of the mysterious personality, mystical powers, siddhis, he has amazing. So the present day you will find just little, not even 1% of siddhis which Hanuman possessed. If someone has 0.1%, immediately he becomes Bhagavan. In India, so many Bhagavans are loitering on the streets here, there. Bhagavan this, Aaj ka Swami, kal ka Narayan. He goes by name Swami, Swami for some time and then Narayan. Your guru is only Swami. My guru is Narayan. Swami Narayan. Swami Narayan. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale, ashant. Krishna bhakta nishkam, ateva shant. So many kamis, kamanas and desires and aspirations. Either bhukti kami, bhukti bhog kami, or mukti liberation kami, those desires. Or bhukti mukti siddhi kami, siddhi, siddha, siddha purush, siddha. They're still kamana. And they're all ashan, they're all not peaceful. Krishna bhakta nishkam ataiva shant. Krishna bhakta has no desire, so he's peaceful. So Hanuman, what he's going to do now, as he meets, he's going to, because he has to bring Raman Lakshman on the top of the mountain, Rishyamukh Parvat, he asked them to just have a ride here. So Hanuman, Ram sitting one side, Lakshman sitting other side, and he takes off and lands on the top of the mountain. His mystic siddhis are beginning like that. But Hanuman is using his siddhis in service of Ram. And he's fully aware that this is by the grace of Sri Ram. Not that independently I'm powerful. Hai Gaurithai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. It was time for him to go to Lanka. Hanuman flies. Did he go by some Air Lanka flight? When is the next flight going to? No. He just flew. And he also managed a return flight. Some others were thinking, I could go, but I can't come back. There was some estimation was going on. Someone said, I could go, halfway through and then be Jal Samadhi for me. I'll be just dropped in the middle of Indian Ocean. Those who were searching for Sita. So when it was time for Hanuman to go, he flew. When it was time for Ram to go to Lanka, he walked. So, does that make Hanuman superior and Ram just ordinary mortal? No. All that power of Hanuman is due to Ram. And Hanuman is fully aware of this. So he never popularized himself as Bhagavan. I'm Bhagavan Hanuman ki. Say everybody, Bhagavan Hanuman ki. Bhagavan Hanuman ki. He would have slapped you for addressing him as Bhagavan. No, no, it's not me, you know. I don't call myself Bhagavan, the others call me Bhagavan. But why don't you shut them up? So Hanuman, he was just a humble servant of Sri Ram, always chanting his glories also, always chanting names of Ram. Hath may kam, mukh may naam. Yet his service, hands were full with service of Ram. His mouth was full with names of Ram. And always thinking of Ram. Very intelligent also, not just powerful, but very intelligent personality. And son of Vayu. So with Ramayana, some misunderstandings are there. But so Hanuman is not always understood. We should beg for mercy of Hanuman so that we get devotion and devotional service at the lotus feet of his master, Sri Ram. So nothing wrong in worshipping Hanuman, but should understand who is who. So as Sugriva had noticed that some two persons looked quite strange, never seen them before, and they were also equipped with weapons, bow and arrow. So he was wondering who they could possibly be. Maybe they are sent by Wali, or they are spies, or other. So he was scared. So he sent Hanuman to find out. And they both had introduced each other. I am Lakshman, Ram mentioned who they were and why they were there. And Hanuman explained he was minister of Sugriv. Sugriv is also in similar difficulty. He's also in exile. His wife also has been kidnapped, snatched by Wali. And he's by himself in the forest here in this mountain, on the top of this mountain. You're in the similar boat. And Ram Lakshman also mentioned, we just were informed by Kabanda. We just liberated him. He was in a very awkward situation. So he directed us. In fact, we were on the way to Sugriv's place and hoping to find assistance in searching Sita and rescuing Sita. So Hanuman said, this seems very much promising, doable proposal. Yes, yes, I can also. So then Ram and Lakshman were taken on the top of the mountain, and Sugriv's meeting with the Sugriv. And quickly they became friends, Ram, Lakshman and Sugriv. They were friends. And Sugriv taking vow, yes, from today onwards, your happiness is my happiness, your sorrow is my sorrow. And the vice versa. Meaning, if I am happy, you may be happy. If I am in distress, please you also share my sorrow. We are friends, now shaking hands and embracing. Everything took place, and the kind of signed treaty and photographs taken. headlines in the monkey community. Yes, yes, we are looking for Sita. We are looking, oh, that must be that lady who was screaming. Oh, we saw her going airways. And she was screaming, Ram, Ram, Ram. And not only that, by seeing us here on the top of the mountain, she threw her part of her upper garment and seemed there are some of her ornaments in there. We are confident that must be Sita. We are looking for, oh, she has. So from all the way that Godavari, so getting more clues which way the Ravan had traveled. So he had come that far also, Kiskindha Pradesh mountains. So then the cloth and the some ornaments tied in there as they were presented to Ram, or just by hearing that possibly this could be Sita's garment and her ornaments, Ram was further moved and overwhelmed, and he was in tears just remembering Sita. He managed to untie. He was trying to look at those ornaments and recognize, but how could he? It was not possible for him because his eyes were full of tears. It was no clear. His eyes were full of tears, welled up. So he couldn't even, well, there are ornaments, that much I could, but there are Sita's, no. Lakshman, Lakshman. He called Lakshman over. Please, these earrings, aren't they Sita's? And what about these armlets? Naham janami kundale. Lakshman says, no. No, no, I cannot recognize her earrings. I never looked at her ears and earrings. Keyure naham janami keyure. Some armlets were. No, no, I can't recognize these armlets also. Aha! Oh, these ankle bells, this panjan, nupure abhi janami nityam pada vivandane. Yes, I could, these are Sita's ankle bells. Because whenever I offered my obeisances, nityam, the first thing I saw every day was her ankle bells. Oh, for sure. These are Sita's ankle bells. Don't ask me about her earrings and armlets and her necklace. And no, I never looked. I always looked at her feet. So I could recognize those. So it was confirmed that Ravan went that way. And so Sita had to be searched. And now, it was not only Ram and Lakshman, but Sugriv and his some ministers had joined the mission. And there could be many more, thousands joining, but there was, Bali was obstacle. The brother of Sugriv, so he had to be removed. So the battle between two brothers, the fierce battle begins. And Ram had to help out in this battle. They are battling and battling. And hiding behind a tree, Ram had shot an arrow, making Bali the target. And how could you do this to me? This injustice. You know what I'm saying? Anarian. Injustice. So the Ram steps forward and he was ready to take the pull the arrow out. Oh, I could take it out. Then the Bali had a second thought. Oh, no, let me die. I have such a rare opportunity. My death is, everybody's death is certain, but here I get to die by your hand, by your arrow, in your presence. No, please don't take this arrow out. Don't take it back. Let me die in your presence. Such a rare good fortune I have. So that was the end of Bali. And then I'm still here, right? I'm still here. Bali is finished. So as Bali no more, then the whole kingdom. They are brothers, and they had a big kingdom, capital, an army, mostly of monkeys. They were in the forest, lots of monkeys, monkey-like beings. And then the search, the serious battle plans were worked out, whole strategy. Of course, first thing is identifying the enemy, then evaluating his strength, then preparing corresponding strength of army. And so Hanuman and Jambavan and others were dispatched. Go everywhere. And in fact, so many others also were searching for Sita. So searching rest of the South Indian continent, they couldn't find, so they come all the way to the tip of the Cape Kumar in Kanyakumari. Right? And the brother of Jatayu, Sampati, he was there, and he heard the news of Jatayu's death from these messengers, these persons looking for Sita. He was full of sorrow to hear that news. So he gave some clues. Yes. Ravan, this way. Lanka. He is to be found in Lanka. So he's not in Bharatvarsha, not in India. You go to Lanka to find him. And then these team members were kind of estimating their strengths, who could go all the way and come back. And so no one was competent to go and come also, flying there and back. So only Hanuman. So he flew. It's a wonderful description, the way he flew and different encounters on the way to Lanka. And, the intelligent Hanuman, powerful Hanuman, determined Hanuman, the mystical Hanuman. And he finally lands. There's one house, you're surprised. There's Tulsi in the house and Ram, 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 Ram. The names of Nam being uttered, he was surprised. She goes, come on in. He was welcome. That was Vibhishan. Vibhishan was a devotee of Ram. He gives some clues whereabouts of Sita in Ashok one. And Hanuman taking different forms or becoming invisible and small. He gets there and he found Sita. Sita Maharani ki! She's there. So he was carrying the ring and we hear. So first she thought, oh, another demon. Now he has come in a monkey form. I have seen other forms. Now he has taken the other form. No. I'm a messenger of Sri Ram. Any proof? So Sita was delighted, and as if she came in contact with Ram just by touching that ring of Sri Ram. And this whole news of what Ram and Lakshman are going through, and where they are stationed at. And Hanuman even proposes, you know, Sita, let's go. Sit here. Let's go back. Sita, besides some other arguments she gives why she should not go with Hanuman, one of the main point also, no, I'm only Ram, Sita. I cannot touch another man. It would be more honorable if Ram personally comes, kills that Ravan and rescues me and takes me back. Not this hiding way and going with another man. No, I can't do this. You come back with my Ram. Thank you for your proposal. But it cannot be that way. So as Hanuman was ready then to go back, kind. Is there anything that you could share with me, I could present as a proof that we actually met? Well, before she gave a jewel, a very special jewel she was carrying. She tells Hanuman that you share this event with Ram. If he hears that you heard this from me, you'll be convinced that we had met. And she mentioned that episode from Chitrakoot as they were both sitting on Spatik Shila. There's one special Shila in the middle of Mandakini River. One time they were sitting. I had just finished taking bath and my clothes even were wet. And Ram, he came and just sat in my lap. But then there was a crow and he was trying to reach me and eat, touch me and eat flesh. We're trying to drive him away. Then after a while, he was sitting and then I sat next to him. And I even dozed off in his lap. And so did he after a while. We don't know how much time we spent in little dozy, sleepy state. But that bird had come again. And he had made my breast the target. And, well, I was kind of sleepy. I did not notice. But when we woke up, there's a blood. And Ram noticed. He looked around. There was a crow. Some blood still dripping from his beaks. Ram became furious. He took kusha grass from his matted lock of hair and empowered that with Brahma Astra and sent that after the crow. Crow was flying and traveling all over the universe as the Brahmastra was chasing after him. Even that bird's father, Indra's son, Jayant, he had taken that form of a crow. And he was kind of lusty after Sita. So he couldn't come in front in that giant human form. But he had become a crow too. So finally, as he could find shelter nowhere else, that crow returned and surrendered unto Ram and begged for forgiveness. Ram forgave him. But he said, as my astra has been released, it has to do something, at least something. if not killing, so finally that astra wounded the right eye of that crow. Just the eye. So just share this pastime with Sri Ram and he will be convinced that we met. Because no one else knows. It's just between me and my Ram. But also tell him what happened. The Ram who could not tolerate this crow's action of just touching me or scratching me. And he had become such a furious and sent his Brahmastra to kill that crow. And why is he waiting now? Isn't Ravan's act bad enough, worse enough for him to take action? Why is he waiting? How is he tolerating this? So some kind of challenge, throwing challenge at Sri Ram also, so that he would take this matter seriously. Not only that we met, but why is he taking so long and lightly? So then Hanuman was hungry, and there are more pastimes of Hanuman damaging all the worst, not the worst, the best gardens of Lanka, uprooted all the trees, and the monkey doesn't, take few fruits and cut into pieces and eat them and leave rest of the fruits to be eaten next time. No, the monkey throws away. Or just playing, shaking the tree and having fun, trying to get attention of some of the rakshasas. And then rakshasas come on the scene. He was arrested. Hanuman, Ravan sent 80,000 rakshasas to capture Hanuman. Shows the strength of Hanuman. It took 80,000 rakshasas. And then as he was brought before, and then his attempt to insult and possibly kill, burn Hanuman, his tail was tied with so many clothes and they pour oil and lit that. And then Hanuman really had fun jumping from building to building and palace to palace and putting his tail into window and ablaze and then next one, and soon the whole Lanka was on fire and was a golden, this whole thing was melting down. And so finally the sampling of Ravan, to understand little sample of Ram's prowess. This is only Hanuman. What to speak of when Ram comes? How much display of power that is going to be. So Hanuman goes back, and the jewel has been presented, and the whole good news. Aaj ki taji khabar. And everyone was so delighted to hear that good morning news. And then they all prepared. Now they knew. Prior to that, they did not know where to go. They were just going everywhere, just looking. Now they knew exactly which way to go, and the strength of the enemy camp, and of Ram and Lakshman, Sugriv and Jambavan and Angad and thousands. Mostly they were monkeys and some bear, Bhalu. Two kinds of army. So they come all the way to Rameshwar, and then they want to cross. Lord Ram was waiting for Samudra Devata to come forward, offer some assistance in crossing. She was taking some extra time, so Ram was, it was intolerable for him. But as he took his bow and arrow, then Samudra Devata really, he rushed forward. And then the building of the bridge, Setu, begins. It's the longest bridge in the world that this Hanuman and company was going to build. And so they were throwing whatever came their way, the trees and the mountains and big, big boulders, and they were being thrown. Their personalities like Nal and Neel, right? Nal and Neel. They were just writing the names. Before the object touched the water, they would make sure the Ram's name is stamped. As soon as it name Ram, then the mountains were floating at the top. That way it would go faster. Otherwise, if they had to start from the depth, that would take ages. So where was the law of gravitation wasn't working here? The controller of the maker, creator of law of gravitation was there, Sri Ram. So he ruled out, no, this cannot be applied here. Okay? He's a lawmaker, he's a lawbreaker. He's all in all. So everything was floating. And they were making progress. They were building and walking, building, walking, building, walking. Some 800 miles. Bridge. You know, those so-called dead objects could float by name of Ram, then we are not even dead. We are living. We are alive. If we could chant the names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Also free from the law of something that sinks us. No falling down, sinking down, floating in this ocean and going forward in this name of Ram and Krishna is chanted. And then we hear of that little squirrel, Gilahari. She thought, I would also contribute my share. I'm not so strong, but whatever. Patram pushpam. I could. So she was also, the squirrel was going on the beach, sandy beaches. And the squirrel has a hairy body, so she was rolling in the sand and picking up some particles of sand and then gently walking, making sure all the sand picked up stays intact. Then she would climb, and then she would shake the body, letting all these sand particles fall off, acting like little cement between two rocks, some rocks. Hey! Get out of here! They want to die? Hanuman was thinking, what is this we are bringing? Big mountains, and she was bringing 50 gram sand. What good is this? Get lost. Go take a rest. See you later. So Ram was overhearing this comments, statements of Hanuman. And yes, come here. I say, come here. Then Hanuman begins looking back, giving others impression that, oh, he doesn't mean me, someone behind me. Like when we wake someone up who is sleeping in the Bhagavatam, and that person looks behind, so that others would think that the speaker is pointing out, in fact, someone, not him, but someone in the back there. No, you. I say you. And then Ram had to give a little bhashan, little lessons, little chastisements. And he was rebuked. What do you think? Who do you think? Give up this pride. Whatever strength I have given you, you are utilizing it 10% in my service. And whatever energy I have invested in squirrel's body, well, she's also not sparing anything for herself. She's also giving herself 100%. So in my eyes, service of both of you is same. Why do you think your service is, you're a big servant and she's a small servant? Something to, in our daily life, this could also come handy, useful. So then, finally they were there. In Lanka. Jai Sri Ram! Jai Sri Ram! Jai Sri Ram! Army is roaring and scaring the enemy. And they're also getting their acts together and sharpening their weapons. And so it's a big, big battle. And so many details. The whole one khand, one division has been devoted to that battle, special, like a Mahabharat battle. World has seen so many battles. But why is Mahabharat and this Ramayana Lanka battle important? Because the presence of Ram and Krishna there, they're personally present in those battles. And by participating in those battles, they wish to establish, they will establish the dharma, principles of dharma. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So Lord was there to wipe out. He had taken that vow also in Ramtek, you remember, when he had seen those skulls and skeletons of the sages' bodies. Then he had taken away. Yeah, I will wipe out, finish all the demons from this planet. So this was his opportunity. All the big demons in one place. So he was in the right place at the right time. And he had a right strategy, the best vision. So there was not only Ravan, but also Kumbhakarna. There are two brothers. Previously they were Hiranyaksh and Hiranyakashipu. And they were going to appear again at time of Ram in the form of Shishupal and Dantabhakra. Nat comes. He's another one. He has his own category. But these two, Jai Vijay, they are going through these three ages. Each time Lord had to appear. But then we hear that they heard in Dwapar Yug that soon Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will appear and he will exhibit the most wonderful pastimes. So they decided to extend their visa. They should be going after three births, they were told. You could be as demons, three births, or devotees for seven births. Take a pick. They throw, oh my, no, seven births, that's a long time being away from you, Lord, and these services as gatekeepers. Way better, we don't mind even as a demon, but we'll quickly finish our terms and be back. But they couldn't resist the temptation of being with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was about to appear just some 5,000 years from Lord Krishna's appearance time. So they stayed on and appeared, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, they appeared in the form of Jagai and Madhai. And their demoniac quality this time was killed by the holy name. In previous ages, some weapon had to be used. Some special weapon was being used. And this time also, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Sudarshan! He was invoking his weapon. And Sudarshan had appeared and was ready to go. Making circles and blazing like a fire, and it had 1,000, what do you call, spokes? Spokes are inside. Spikes. But the Nityananda Prabhu, no, this is the age of Kali. If we want to kill the demons, then, well, nobody would be left in New York behind. Maybe few in Jersey, okay. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to be reminded by Nityananda Prabhu, who is playing a role of a spiritual master. He's Balaram. He is Lakshman. He is Shankarshan. And he is Adi Guru. So then they had taken vows. It's a wonderful pastime of Jagai Madhai Uddhar in Chaitanya Leela. So by seeing the kindness of Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the both brothers, Jagai and Madhai, their demoniac nature was subdued and they were ready for surrender, full surrender. And we promise to break no more principles, we'll follow. We'll be strictly vegetarian. No more intoxication, no illicit connections with women, no gambling. And we'll always chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. And they were liberated, but liberation is nothing. That's just the beginning. They developed all love for the Lord. That's more important than just the liberation part. And they became great lovers of the Lord, and especially great lovers of the holy name. Tara sakshi jagai madhai dina hina yatachilo hariname uddharilo tara sakshi jagai madhai. Someone say, what is the proof? That holy name liberates someone, gives love of Godhead to somebody. Can you prove as an example? Yes, tar sakshi jagai madhai. The life of jagai and madhai is a witness, is a proof. So like this, they completed, in fact, 3+1, 4 life cycles, and then they go back. So at time of, in Treta Yuga, they had appeared as Ravan and Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna was a very special personality. He would mostly sleep. Whenever he was hungry, he would get up. Probably you know some of such people around. And once their belly is full, then again. So this was not his hunger time, this battlefield. So he had to be woken up by beating of drums and, you know, big endeavor to get him up. And there was a Meghana, the Indrajit. He had even conquered Indra in a battle. Son of Ravan was very powerful. And one time he conquered Indra. And as a reward, he was one of the reward. And he received this name Indrajit. Conqueror of Indra. I have to become known as conqueror of Indra. Let the whole world know I have conquered Indra. Indrajit. And he was also mystical, and he had some different special arrows. As a result, one time Lakshman goes unconscious, and nothing worked out, and it was recommended, some jadi booty, Sanjeevani. Where could that be found? Oh, Himalayas. As if Himalayas were just around the corner. Himalayas. So who would go? You know, there's no courier service or anything. So Hanuman again was dispatched, and he went flying. But once he was there, no, he couldn't recognize which one of these is Sanjeevani, you know. They're looking alike, or they're... So he just picked up the mountain, whole mountain. I'll just bring the mountain, let them help themselves, you know, I'll do my part. So he brought the whole mountain. So they are waiting, when is he coming, when is he coming, and when is he coming. In Lanka they are waiting. Because without Lakshman everything was kind of standstill situation. And Ram was in anxiety and everyone else was. So finally they see Hanuman coming, his whole mountain is carrying. And he places that mountain in Sanjeevani, and this is again Leela. There is no nothing could influence the transcendental form body of Lakshman. So some setbacks are shown like that, you know, during that battle. And then at appropriate time, that time had come, Kumbhakarna was already killed, and then finally the great good fortune descended upon Ravan. He was waiting for that opportunity. So the arrow and darshan of Ram and is gone. Well, then not much more to be done, left to be done in Lanka. So Sita has been rescued. Sita, well, then there's a Agni Pariksha, right? Agni Pariksha is there. So Sita has to prove she has maintained her purity and chastity, and just to clarify others' doubts. Or, so she has her entering fire and coming out untouched by the fire was a full proof. Well, here everything is not always made obvious. The other references are there to know more that the Sita that was kidnapped by Ravan is not an original Sita. She is just a Chaya Sita, shadow Sita. The Ravan doesn't have even right to touch. You cannot even go near Sita. So right there, original Sita is invisible. So at the time of this Agni Pariksha, again the original Sita walks out of the fire and joins Ram. But then that even shadow Sita that was playing a role of Sita and remembering Ram and thinking of Ram, and she also wants to marry Sri Ram, and that marriage has taken place in Tirupati Balaji Leela. With Balaji you see two concerts. So one of them is one who was Sita in Lanka with Ravan. So that she also gets the hand of Lord for rendering that service. She becomes Lord's consort, wife. So now as Sita has been rescued, Palanka has no king, so Vibhishan has been installed. He is enthroned as a king. Lord doesn't, he could have become a king himself very easily. He could have done the same thing after he had killed Kamsa. in Mathura. But did he become the king? No, he made Kamsa's father, Ugrasen, the king. When Jarasan was killed, he could also have become king there. But he makes Sahadev, who was son of Jarasan, is another Sahadev, not five Pandav. His son also is Sahadev, Jarasan. He is made the king. So here also in Lanka, brother is no more, so Vibhishan, who was a devotee of Ram, and he had already kind of fled. He had joined Vibhishan when they entered Lanka, Ram's army. So Vibhishan was with them. They were not getting along, and Ravan was not following good advice given by Vibhishan. So he was ousted, and well, he was happy to join Sri Ram. So, having that ceremonies completed of enthroning the coronation of Vibhishan, then, where's the time? Not that it is 5 minutes after nine, but very close to completion of 14 years of the exile. I better hurry up. Not me. Ram has to hurry up. Promise is promise. And if I delay, well, no more Bharat Darshan. So Ram had come walking all the way. It's kind of going south if you look at the map of India from Ayodhya going to Prayagraj, Triveni Sangam, Allahabad, present at Chitrakoot, and then coming to Nagpur. Near Nagpur is that Ram take. And then going kind of southeast, southwest, towards Godavari, and from there, again, going towards Kiskinda, which is present-day Maharashtra and Karnataka border. And from there he goes to Rameshwar side, and from there he goes to Lanka. So he's going all the way. He kind of keeps going. So he has come quite a long distance away, walking and searching for Sita. So he could have gone back also walking, but that would not have worked out the time factor wise. I'm okay. I'm sorry. to reach there faster, the Pushpak Viman, some flower aircraft, has been arranged, and Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, and Sugriv, and Vibhishan also, and many others, they are, and that we did not mention, Sri Ram, he revived all, many monkeys also had left their bodies in that battle. So Lord woke them up or gave them life back. And they were happy to rejoin, be part of Vibhishan and then Ram's kingdom. And if you go to Ayodhya, there are lots of monkeys there, even to this day. Last month we were there, and they are very bold monkeys. If you are carrying some bag in your hand, no, they will come, they will stop you, take bag from your hand, they will open, You could do nothing. You'll take whatever they like and then you may go. There are many monkeys there. As they were in the plane, there's a description how it was going just above the bridge that was built. And Ram was showing Sita, look down. We built this. Just to reach Lanka is all our task. And he was giving some running commentary as they were proceeding. So kind of Kiskinda, he's going over Kiskinda. Then he comes to also Bharadwaj Muni's ashram. He kind of makes a stop over there. This is at Allahabad. Prayagraj, better to call it Prayagraj, Prayag, that's the original name. Otherwise it's Allah. Allahu Akbar. That Allahabad is that Allahabad. Whenever there's a name that ends with Bad, this Bad, that Bad, Faridabad, Murdabad, or many Bads are there. Sikandrabad. That means just like that. Hyderabad. Bad. In Marathi means Bad means Bekar. Bad ho gaya. Out. So Prayagraj. So there, from there, Ram sent Hanuman ahead of them. Hey, Hanuman, you better rush. Not much time has been left. And you just inform Bharat that we are just now coming. We are just on the way. Because Hanuman goes faster than Ram's aircraft. So Hanuman was dispatched. And there he was at Nandigram, outskirts of Ayodhya. Bharat was keeping an eye. So many hours to go and 30 minutes to go and was counting. Countdown was going on. Good that Hanuman, they saw Hanuman coming and in the air, flying. So the news quickly spread all over Ayodhya and they're all preparing to receive Ram, new clothes and they're distributing sweets and just embracing each other. The streets were being cleaned and all arches and all Mangal Vadyas, auspicious sounds and instruments and mantras, and everyone is heading out towards the direction that he's coming from, which was basically Nandigram, where Bharat had stationed himself for the past 14 years. And then finally, they all got their life back as they saw the plane coming. Effulgent, Ram seated on that plane. Sita, Lakshman. Everyone's, they're all fixed, focused. No one's spaced out. They're all. Only Ram was on their mind. So wherever the Ram was, their eyes were fixed on that Ram. As if he was coming towards them. Yeah, he was. He was coming towards them. And finally he was with them. And kind of jubilation, expression of joy. They were dancing and the pranam, mudras, and embracing each other and greeting by brahmanas and swasti vachan and blowing up kaunshals, and Ram was greeting elders and brahmins, and the mothers were there, Kaushalya, and Kaikai, Sumitra. So the whole procession back to the palace. The whole city had a new look, new face, bright, delighted. That was Diwali time. Whole town was lit with lamps. Deep Avali, the rows of lamps. Deep Avali, Avali. The rows of lamps everywhere. The town was lit. So from Dashara in Lanka to Diwali in Ayodhya. And now the promise was kept. 14 years of exile, Vanvas. Ram is back. So Dashrath was more than willing. He never had considered himself the king or a prince. He was only keeping shoes of Ram on the throne he was ruling. And now he was ready to hand everything over to Sri Ram. So all the preparations grander than ever before. 14 years ago there were some preparations were on. And Kaikai, he had heard about it. And then everything had changed. So one more time. And now Ram, Sita, they take their throne, and whole Ram Darbar is there, including Hanuman, and they're holding different symbols, and someone is fanning, and Hanuman is also there, and the whole assembly, Praja, is there, Vashishthi. So all the with proper vidhi purvak, following all the process, chanting of the mantras and fire yagyas and auspicious invocations or prayers, mantras, the coronation ceremony took place. Jai Sri Ram. And then Ram Raj begins, which lasted for 11,000 years. And Raj like that, kingdom like that, world has not seen. Like that, not seen. So even after 900,000 years, at least some 60 years ago, it was time for India to become independent nation, getting released from the clutches of the British Raj. At least there was some talk of making India Ram Raj. It was wishful thinking. They were wishing. As soon as we had the first Prime Minister, Kissa Kursika. Once he had a throne, that Ram Raj concept was dumped in the dustbin. And he had a dream of making India the modern country, modern nation. declaring, oh, these dams and these factories, these are our temples. So he declared. Although born in a Brahmin family, he was. But he had Western upbringing. They used to iron his clothes in Paris and then fly them to New Delhi, and then he would put them on in Delhi. So what could have been expected from such a personality as he took the reins of the country, and soon one who had dream of Ram Raj, he ended up with Hey Ram. But at least he was remembered, Ram was remembered, and at least Mahatma gets the credit even for thinking of making country into Ram Raj, just for thinking also. But during Ram Raj, it was wonderful Raj, people living long, long life, thousands of years. That was the time for living long life also. 100,000 years was a lifespan in Satyayuga. It is reduced, gets reduced, and Kali Yuga is expected 100 years. When I was there in South Africa, their lifespan has been reduced to 33 years because more than half of the population is suffering from AIDS. So some are dying in teenage or in their 20s. And some in 60s, so middle 33. So Ram's time, no disease, no old age. And if you don't want to die, that's fine. You could live long. It would never happen that the father is alive and son is dead, or father is doing the cremation of the son. This is not possible in Ram's time. When Ram, like Raja, is a ruler, then everything's suspicious. Oh, wow. So you are welcome to study Ramayana more thoroughly. We had to only run, only touching, touch and go we were doing, with a lot of pastimes, some skipping, some mentioning only. So this is just appetizer for you. Main meal. Now you could take main meal at home. It's homework for you. You could study Ramayana. Or Bhakti Vikas Maharaj has also translated and done good summaries study of Valmiki Ramayana. He has in English also published in Hindi. It's another devotee also. What is that? It's another English, huh? Another English Ramayana is called Krishna Dharma, okay? Like that. So, or if you want to study original Sanskrit and Valmiki Sanskrit Ramayana, you may also undertake such serious studies. So, may these, the life and pastimes and teachings of Ram be source of all inspiration, and in fact it's a life. Without Sri Ram, we're just dead. Pranati. These pastimes of Ram, Sri Krishna, give us life, otherwise we are dead. And always keep chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And do your best to uphold the principles of given by Ram and Ramayana in your day-to-day life, and try to spread that in that sense, that way. Ram Raj, you can could start maybe at home, your little kingdom there. You're a king. See whether you could, charity begins at home. You could start there and expand. You could take it, one family could take it to the other compound. From other side they could, like that. Could expand it. Okay. Stop here. Jai Sri Ram.